Blog Talk Radio.
The number is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. Also, right now, we've gone past our deadline. But for people who actually call the show and listen to the show, you can still get some good rates when getting private readings from me. By calling 740-500-8863 or call my Skype number, which is 740-601-9835, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And you can still take advantage of the rates we were having there before the 22nd. Actually, $33 for a 60-minute session, $22.22 for a 40-minute session, and for $11.11, you can get a 20-minute session. There's also a session where you get a one-card 15-minute reading, which is $9.99. Or you can take advantage of getting card readings and doing some relationship counseling or past life regressions by simply getting the 90-minute to two-hour session, which is only $77. So get in there real quick, guys, and take advantage of those situations. We also have blocks of time for parties. We also have charity events and those kind of things, too, as well. So give us a call. It's 740-500-8863, and let's get to sit down and talk about it. We're also looking for sponsorship. Somebody to sponsor the show to help us out here so we can actually put more into the show so we can go from doing 30-minute shows to two-hour shows, maybe one-hour shows, just a little, little variety there and that kind of stuff. So just jump in there and do what we got to do, okay? And also, if you wanted to advertise with the show, we can advertise for you, like, intensely for half the price. So, you know, go check it out. See how much it would cost for a 30-minute show, a two-hour show, whatever. And we can beat that by half, okay? So give us a call at 740-500-8863 and take advantage of those private readings, sponsorship, or commercializing. And we'll be glad to work with you and that kind of stuff. And I'll be glad to sit down. I guarantee you get a private reading with me. Be one of the best readings you ever had in your whole life. And I also want to sit there and welcome, I guess you would call her kind of a co-host, Dee. Welcome to the show, and how are you, Dee?
It's been an interesting day. I got booted off of Tag.
You got booted
so
off
I'm
Tag?
I'm scrambling to try to find all my old friends and making, you know, some people I could find I sent requests to, including Tony.
Oh, really?
I don't know what happened, but... You know, it just sent me into a real meltdown.
Uh-huh.
Because I haven't heard from him in a few days, but...
That's crazy.
I look at it this way.
It?
What?
Uh-huh.
But I do look at
That's
it this
crazy.
Way. I'm not going to panic and think he's going to disappear.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, usually these things have a tendency to... tap on the insecurities where we start doing that. Yeah, right. Don't feed into it.
Oh, no, I can't because I was freaking out earlier because I was couldn't find some of the people. But this way I get to weed out all the dead wood that wasn't any use anyway on there. So already a few people
right.
have come back. And I could feed into that and I could say, oh, God, it's going to really fail. But no, I'm not going to do that. But today I was I guested with somebody from Psychics Gone Wild. So Monday is when my show starts. I don't know the time yet, but I do have the phone number, which is 773-872, or 897, I mean. 773-897-6461. And it will be a two-hour show. And as people who have been listening know that Donnie's welcome anytime, because I told him that.
Okay, cool.
So somebody else was on to Jethro's supposed to call me tonight and tell me all the, give me all the details. I've been picking my music, trying to decide between three different songs.
Right.
I don't know. It should,
that's
it should
usually be one of those things, too. Yeah, it's
always
one of those things. Picking music out, I kind of stop getting kind of a mood for the thing, you know?
Yeah, it's the kind of
like
thing
that.
Yeah, my friend Glenn was telling me, you know, I have to, you know, because I know this, pick it carefully, because if I'm going to have to listen to it every week, I darn well better like it a lot.
Right, yeah. It can drive you crazy. Of course.
You go, you know, after a while, you go, huh? Cause just everything today was just one of those days. Because the tag tried to
just
say I posted something that they that went against, you know, was against their policy. Well, I didn't post anything that was that bad.
Okay.
Sometimes I posted stuff before, and they tell me that it violated their terms of service or whatever. Then I turn around and I get something posted to me from somebody else that was worse than what I posted, and they let it through. They're freaking crazy.
You know, sometimes in situations you got to put people in their places. So you look at them, and go, okay, but it's like this. I don't care about your damn rules. Freedom of speech.
It was probably a picture.
It existed for 200 years. Well, see, people don't realize freedom of speech means expression. Expression can be done in many ways. Pictures, words. And if you look at the idea, realistically, guys, let's put our freaking heads back on our heads and go, okay, when you look at a word is really a picture of letters. So, you know, when you look at the situation, that's how we use our memory. Our memory takes pictures of everything. I'm just saying, with the situation, everybody wants to control everything because they're scared someone's going to do something. They don't realize what they're doing is, if you focus on anything that you're scared that might happen and you try to put precautions so it won't happen, what you're really doing is you're calling it in to happen. Proven fact. The law of attraction says, if you sit there and focus on it, it doesn't matter, you know, what it is. You focus, you get it, okay? So if you're focusing on, I don't want this to happen, see, that tension's still there, so it's going to happen.
No.
I mean, it's like Facebook right now. Facebook is being stupid. You cannot sit there and double step backwards after something's already happened and then tell everybody. You can't send invitations to people you don't know. I'm sitting there going, don't you realize, you dumbasses, that everybody in your whole life that you ever met, when you first met them, they were strangers? Get real, okay? In the process of socializing. When you're socializing, you're making friends. So therefore, they're actually being contradicting. And they need to sit there and look at the situation. You cannot keep something from happening that already happened by basically putting restrictions on everybody else so it'll never happen again. Because more likely, it only happened that one time. And from that one time, it's like, look at the situation. I was sitting going over the rules. I was going over the rules, too, and said, this is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because what happened was, realistically, when this incident happened, where these girls were attacking someone on Facebook, they were all friends. You see the contradiction? You can't send any invitations to people who are not friends of yours, because we don't want to start any problems. I'm sorry, if I'm not mistaken, friends were the ones who started the whole thing. Dummy. You're not looking at the real thing. You're just throwing something out there, because basically society says you need to do something about this. No, they don't. Yeah, why don't you be a corporation like most corporations and tell everybody to just, you know, screw off.
Oh, well.
You're going to sit there and kiss ass like the most of everybody else out there and go, okay, kiss ass. Don't you get tired of walking around with shitty breath? My God, you know? Let's look at the situation. Let's look at people going,
people
okay.
So
what we do? Yes, we can't change.
You can't fix stupid, and they're They're all thinking, oh, my God, we're going to have those commercials for Facebook with Ricky Gervais.
Uh-huh.
You're probably a very nice person. Request denied. What are you going to do about it? Grenade. Yeah, so it's dumb.
I'm just saying, it's like one person was complaining about, spam. I don't understand spam. Oh, somebody sent me an email to spam me. Well, hit delete, dude.
Yeah, if you don't want it, get rid of it.
I mean, it's like looking at one guy and says, we don't want to have, realistically, with the situation, that kind of stuff, I'm getting sick of hearing a thing about government. You know, everybody needs to do one thing. We always talk about the idea on this show of spirituality and manifesting things in our lives. Manifestation happens within yourself. You don't sit there and go, well, nothing's working out, man. So what should I do? I guess we'll get some more government intervention and we'll make a rule or a law or some stupid crap like that. We got enough government intervention and everything else. What we need to do is take it back.
Yeah.
Spiritual intervention is going to get you results. The government is going to do nothing but tell you what they want to hear because of what they want to do. You're going to sit there and say what you want. It's like once a person said, they have this little campaign, you should vote. I did. I voted not to vote. And people are like, well, you should vote for somebody. I said, I don't want to be the vote that actually got somebody in office that I didn't really want in office. Because right now, when you look at the candidates and that kind of stuff, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. Every time you look at these guys, guess what you're going to get? A politician. And you know something? Until we can actually have a choice of politician, non-politician, put them in office, I don't think we have choices.
No.
Except for not to vote. Just don't vote. Just don't vote. I'm saying you should only vote for somebody you really want in office. And if you don't see anybody you want in office, I think you should take a vote not to vote.
No.
This campaign, like I said before, that campaign, you should use your privilege to vote. I did. You know, you also have to look at things. I have a privilege to drive too, but if I have a broken leg and a broken arm, I think I should hold off on the privilege to drive for a while. You know, so that's the same thing.
That might be a safer bet.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I feel about politics. It's like you look at the situation. If I feel impaired to vote, I'm not going to vote.
Yeah. Now a lot of the psychics on Blog Talk are predicting that Obama's going to win and there's going to be some big secret come out about Mitt Romney. Well, people who are too squeaky clean, there probably is.
Yeah, but when you look at the situation, let's get real. I mean, every president, it seems like every president we've had lately, they've always done the second term, no matter how good or bad they was.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at the situation, and I say we should use our psychic abilities to actually predict things and work with people more constructive than that. I mean, the president, maybe we should work on people to join in Congress, huh?
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to
I'll become a senator.
Yeah. Okay, I'm out of here.
No, that would be scary.
I was kind of looking over that for a minute, going, okay, so what's the message there, huh? what are you trying to portray there?
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Is it a spiritual one, or is it just the idea of chaos?
I like the spiritual idea, but then again, I noticed something today. Before they booted me off tag, one of my friends sent me a video, and it was of Carmen, the Christian singer. He got an invitation to visit a witch, and I watched the thing. I did go to Yahoo. I don't mean Yahoo, YouTube. I was going to make a comment because I really thought the ignorance was appalling, because the whole premise was the fact that here's this very Christian guy deciding that he's going to, you know, it came to him after ripping things up that the best thing to do would be go meet this witch, who happened to be a guy who happened to be really on the evil side. Witches don't do that. Not anybody that walks in the light. There are always those that walk on the dark side, but they always make it sound like if you're a witch, then there's something evil about you and you worship Satan. Excuse me?
Yeah.
You better get a clue, because I don't, and I am one. But I don't know enough about it. I mean, I was raised a Christian, but I came from... But, it, you know, I figured it out a few years ago that, yeah, in my family, on my mother's side, my grandmother and her mother, my great-grandmother, were witches as well as mediums. I got like, except from both sides of the family. And I don't, and I look at it this way. I believe in God. I was married to a minister. I now divorced for very good reasons, but I look at it this way. There's a lot of hypocrisy in the church. I don't like it. I've read the Wiccan read all the way through. I'm not a Wiccan. Some Wiccan leanings. I'm more Druid than anything, and Christian. But that when you look at it, the Wiccan read will tell you that do as ye will and harm none. And also, there's the threefold law. Whatever you do for good or bad comes back on you threefold. And I've heard you talk about tenfold. And either way, it's the same idea. Mm-hmm. And it's like the golden rule says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I believe in all that stuff. And I think that when some people get out there and they get so ignorant that they decide that if you're a witch, you must be satanic. No. I would never do anything to interfere with anybody's free will.
Mm-hmm.
It's so ridiculous. I have a neighbor that he actually told me once, he thinks that psychics are all just a bunch of fucked up malcontents. I thought it was funny because it made absolutely no sense.
All right.
No, he makes absolutely no sense. Mm-hmm. People are so screwed up now. It's unreal.
Well, sometimes when the situation is, I don't know. Sometimes within the community, we need to take a step back and look at the situation. People make some crazy decisions and career paths and courses and down a path and that kind of thing. But I don't know. Sometimes we should rethink the whole idea of craziness because it could be interpreted different ways. You know, people have a tendency to have their different kinds of perceptions and wanting to have, as they call, cleaning up messes or taking care of situations. Other opinions. I think when people make decisions or make judgments on when they sit there and say all psychics or all, like most people sit there and go, I know for a fact when I do relationship counseling, I don't say all women are screwed up. I just say the ones I've been working with. it's like putting that in perspective. I'm just saying people I work with, I have the information to make that assessment, but I can't sit there and say all of them because I never met all of them. I would be a very tired person. And
same thing
with everybody else. Guys understand, I know all the psychics. I don't know all the psychics. But to sit there and say, hey, I think they're all crazy, you can think what you want.
Oh, I freely admit to being crazy as an outhouse rat.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then we just go with the flow, right?
Yeah, it's either that or I had a friend in the north of Ireland who used to say he was daft as a brush.
Okay. Did you ever tell you what that meant?
The poor guy disappeared, and I have never been able to figure out what happened to him. I don't know if he's dead or if he's alive.
So, yeah.
And I wish I did know.
So you never had a chance to ask him then, huh? Just disappeared.
About a year after he vanished, I sent him a note because we had each other's, snail mail addresses, and I have a couple of CDs that he sent me. So I wrote to him, and nothing ever came back to me, but I have never been able to pick up on whether he's still around or he's not.
Uh-huh.
I would like to know because he was one of my best friends. I could talk to him about anything. We used to laugh and joke all the time on Yahoo and whatnot.
And now he's gone, huh?
Huh?
I said, now he's gone.
He just disappeared. And I tried sending an email to somebody that would either been a son or a grandson of his and got no response. It's like, what? Where did you go, Pat? He was just such a super guy.
Yeah, Shirley, go lay down, you freaking dog. Sometimes you like to take dogs and just shoot them all.
I really would like to know what happened to him because I'd like to connect with him again if he's still alive, but I just can't pick up on him. I don't get any sense one way or the other because I don't think he was the type to just disappear and not say goodbye.
Yeah. No. I think it's just one of those things of just not crossing paths for a while.
Huh?
It's not a person disappearing per se. It's the idea of busy. Or it's like the idea of crossing paths doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it won't. Maybe you're looking
for no, I have no idea.
Look at it.
I would just like to know what. No, are you dead or are you alive, Pat? Because I thought
he's
not he
dead.
Was, right? What? He's not dead.
He says he's dead.
Well, somebody told me he
no.
was. No, maybe. Somebody told me that. Now I've heard he. Somebody thought he was. Somebody else thought that he was. That we were just on two different levels, and it was sort of like I outgrew him or something. You know, I was above him, and I just couldn't. That wasn't like him at all. I just didn't. No, I couldn't buy that one. She made no sense.
Right.
I've sent him energy before, not just to him, but to his daughter when she was in the hospital, and he told me he claimed I healed him, but of course I don't take the credit for that. But we used to have more fun. We used to exchange dirty limericks and you name it. We exchanged it, and then poof, he vanished.
Maybe he's a magician. Just
waiting
for the poof back in.
An Irish magician.
Hey, you know, Houdini.
Ah, yes. Harry Houdini.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Houdini did have some Irish background.
Oh, probably.
Irish. Yeah, Houdini.
They say everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Who?
Whoever everybody is. There's always the proverbial day that you never see.
No. Well, if anybody wants to call in here and get a couple questions answered, we got plenty of time. Sure we do.
And
we
nobody's
want you to call
calling.
In. And we'll just give us a call, 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. If I said it too fast, too bad. Anyway, let's go back on that number one more time, 646-721-9031. If that was too slow, then I think you have more of a problem than just slow people talking, okay? Give us a call in here. We're about to ask you a question. No, you want to ask us a question, but we like asking questions from time to time, too, just to get some inputs from people and that kind of thing. So if we could get some people out there listening, to go to my website right now, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Be great, because I'm trying to get people to take a look at it, see what they think. We've done some rearranging and done some editing to the whole thing. I think it's a whole lot better setup. We've been really focusing on the page, the books, and the links, so people have links to go to, and the books that I refer, because I'm talking about books on the show all the time. And the one I was focusing on the most there was the idea of The Soulmate Secret by Ariel Ford, which actually goes into detail of actually helping you to clear out your consciousness, your subconscious mind, to focus. It has exercises and stuff on there to actually where you can actually let this be the year that you actually are able to manifest. Uniting with your soulmate. So therefore, it's looking at the situation. I thought it was a really good book too for people who think they've already found their soulmate and they want to get back together that person. It doesn't just help you clear the blockages that might be keeping you two away, but it might also open your mind up to the idea of letting the universe prove to you, like God and your angels prove to you, that person is who you think they are, and then let it play itself out. Because we always put the end of it where we say this or something better now manifest for me in totally harmonious and satisfying ways for the highest good of all concerned. This opens all the doors. This gives us the full picture. So therefore, you know, the process of focusing on this whole thing and God's got a great love for us, we might not see the whole picture. So this little saying at the end of each one of your manifestations actually opens the door to getting the full picture or maybe getting something a whole lot better. Because they always say when one person leaves your life, that just means something better is coming to you. It's just the idea of allowing yourself to be put in that position to say, okay, am I deserving? Of course you are. And I think in the situation that your soulmate is actually looking for you too, or you know, if you're asking your question, is that person out there, you know, will I ever meet that person? More than likely on the other side of that equation, that person is probably doing the same thing. So what you need to do is you need to focus on yourself and get yourself as healthy and strong and prepared as you can for a relationship, because in the process, before you said that you were asking questions, and then I said on the other equation, probably your soulmate's doing the same thing. So in the process of working on you, the energy of you guys being connected with the heart, you know, a heart connection, whatever you do, more than likely spawns the other person to do the same thing as well, and you should be together in no time. But it's the idea. We always sit here and talk about it. Okay, you got 4 months. They go, why do I have 4 months? Simple. You need to work on yourself. You need to prepare yourself. You know, just don't sit there and wait. Waiting doesn't do anything else, but when you meet that person, you go, okay, what do I do now? Well, you had a script, but you refused to read over it. You refuse to do any kind of work. You refuse to let go of the past. You refuse to let go any kind of connections to anything that was back there that's actually hindering you from being with this soulmate. And you had perfect time and a lot of time to actually work on those things, where you could have actually brought this meeting to you a whole lot quicker, because you would have been more prepared for it. And it happened the way it did, and then it unfolds. You can still make it. You can still really take the situation and make a good outcome, of course, because you know you're meant to be together anyway. It's just that you know there's easier ways of doing it and there's difficult ways of doing it. So you can make a choice. Choice. Happiness is a choice. So always remember that too. Happiness is a choice. you know. Be happy. But don't sit around like most people. I say, I get this guy, and they kind of go on there like, why don't you just look at yourself in the mirror when you say that, and look how stupid you look when you sit there going, I want this guy, and I can't get rid of him. I mean, this guy's beat the shit out of me and knocked me to the freaking ground. I mean, he does all these things to me, but he's my soulmate, so I gotta endure. I'm like going, are you nuts? And people go, is that judgmental in some sense of the word? I think if a person is going to continuously keep doing the same thing over and over again and not look at what is actually going on, I've heard this a lot too. A woman will sit there and say, well, he's been through a lot of stuff. And what he's doing right now, you know, he's not like that. I'm sitting there going, wake up, sweetie. What he's doing
right now is
that's him being him at this moment. And you need to look at that situation to get any kind of good outcome to the whole situation. You need to look at it for what it is and what's really going on. So what is going on? It's a reflection of you. Okay, here we have a guy who's so full of it. And what he's saying and what the reflection is saying to you, so are you. You are so full of it because you're not allowing yourself to see what is really going on, what this person is really all about. You're making excuses. You're saying he's not like that, and you're not looking at what he's actually doing to you to justify that justify your actions of staying in the relationship or whatever's going on. Even if I believe every situation has a positive outcome one way or the other, but they're never going to get those positive outcomes until everybody starts being honest with themselves. And that's what's the whole thing about the whole situation, is putting it all together and go, okay, you need to look at each other. You need to talk. You need to discuss whatever's going on. You need to be totally, brutally honest. And most people put brutally, but see, brutally is a human concept, okay? It's just the idea of being honest and that kind of stuff. Well, hey, we got 90 seconds left in the show. We still got 15 minutes of recording time. So if you want to jump on here and ask us a couple questions and that kind of stuff, please do so. But let me thank everybody out there who has been listening. And if you really want to give us a call, go ahead, get past it. Don't be shy. Give us a call, 646-721-9031. Also, give me a call for a private session. We got some great deals going on right now. And we do parties. We also do group readings. And we also sell blocks of time too. So give me a call for all the details, 740-500-8863, and let's sit down and talk. Thank you all for being here. Like I always say, may God and the angels bless you. Have a minute every day. And give love where love is given. So on that note, if no one's going to call in, I'm going to go take a nap. But
take a nap before you go to bed, like Dagwood Bumpstead.
I know, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, I know.
Go over the whole thing. Bucking that. You ever had one of those Dagwood sandwiches, man?
Yeah. No, but could be good.
Yeah, they're pretty intense. Well, you know, you just take the ham and substitute it with turkey. And, you know, ham can be so dangerous in some sense of the words.
Ooh, ham.
Right. Jack, Jack, Jack. And then I was also going to tell everybody to, you know, pop in tomorrow night. I'm not sure how the show's going to go because this one company I've been working for, I haven't got paid yet. Which I'm kind of surprised I have not. So I was actually trying to go over that whole thing and trying to figure out what's going on. You know, exactly what we're going to do and that kind of thing. So we were looking at accounts and stuff. I guess it's one of those things of sitting down and focusing for 20 or 30 minutes and saying, okay, let's get that website kicking in, get those readings coming in here so we get the funding so we can get back to those two-hour shows on the weekend. I think, you know, things can happen and change in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of thinking to myself, so, you know, sometimes you can get a little irritated with the whole thing, but things work out pretty good anyway, so. Yeah, the other day I was sitting there talking to D. I was on random last. No, we don't have the camera tonight. That's later. No, I'm talking. I actually have a co-host who's her name's D too. No, I was on a random last night. Someone came into the chat, and her name was Princess Katie Lou.
And I thought, okay, you know, then.
The girlfriend that I had, her family and friends used to call her Katie. Her middle name is Louise Lou. And it looked like, you know, and then she came in the room and she got this one time she came in and said, I've been trying to get through to you and I really want to do a one-on-one with you, but your cam keeps freezing. I'm sitting there going, not my cam. Everything on this side is running perfectly. So I said, I think you should refresh your computer and that kind of stuff. I said, and she goes, well, I really need to talk and that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, go ahead. I felt like it was a female, of course, but it was just, you know, you get that feeling within your stomach and you know who it is. And so they're going, okay, just push the button if you want to do a private or you want to sit and go or, you know. I didn't know what else to say, you know, because most of the time when you work at the companies, you know, they're watching or listening. So you really,
nice.
There's not really much you can say. So I was like, talking to some other people, right? And it was interesting on how one person didn't pick up any information, and I don't know if it was one of those things where it was a blockage or whatever, but, you know, sometimes when you look at situations of just things you put out there, sometimes I think you have to pay attention to what you feel, what you know about the situation itself, and see how it plays itself out. Trust yourself, I guess you'd say. But I was just sitting there looking over the whole thing going, you know, and trying to get some insights on the whole thing. Exactly what was going on and what was actually up with that whole situation. I just haven't really tapped on anybody yet that could actually give me insights to it. So I thought I'd throw it out there to you. Okay. So what's the matter? You don't have your psychic sunglasses on today where you can see the future? Or
must be nice if somebody can see the future.
You can't see the future?
Huh?
You just work with energy and that kind of stuff? And...
huh. Well, my future's looking up.
Of course.
That's how I look at it.
The bald head.
Huh?
You know, it's a short guy with a bald head. He's looking up at you. That's my future. Anyway.
The short guy with a bald head? Yeah, short. He's 5'7".
That's right.
And he's balding, but yeah, that's my future, yeah. I really do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was freaking out earlier just because everything went crappy, but I don't see him as the type to just disappear, to just say, oh, you know, well, she's gone, so therefore, you know, she doesn't want me. It's, no, he knows tagged is funny. He also knows that I said I might have to be, you know, might be offline. So I don't, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just, I sent him a friend's request. I sent him a message to let him know what was up, and that was it.
Right.
And I emailed him just in case, but I mean, I'm not, you know, no, I don't worry about it. I was earlier, but now I realize, you know, that if I do that, it's not going to get me anywhere anyway. You can't worry about
that's
it.
What I hear.
You know?
That's true.
I see him as the I see him as the type to stick around. And that's a good thing.
That's true.
That's the best, you know, he's the best thing
anyway.
That's really happened to me. I just, you know,
yeah,
I miss him when he's not around, but, you know, I don't, you know, what can I do? Just wait. I bide my time. You know, I'm not going to push at him. He'll open up when he's ready. I think he's got his issues. Well, that's understandable.
So,
no, I'm in a good place, just trying to sort myself out to figure out exactly how I'm going to open my show when I start doing them.
Well, you just do like that. I went through a couple things, too, where I kind of looked at things, and maybe I was looking for an introduction and that kind of stuff, but I just said, you know, something, play the music, come on, introduce yourself, and tell everybody what's up. Yeah, you know.
I had thought that, you know, each show would be open just a little bit differently. But I had decided that I want, besides, you know, the theme song, whichever one it's going to be, that after the introduction, I would just give them, you know, people a little something maybe to think about. Because something struck me, because I bought a book, and I haven't never really gotten that far into it yet, but I know I will. It's called The Mist-Filled Path, Celtic Wisdom for Exiles, Wanderers, and Seekers. And there's a Rumi poem in here that just struck me. It says, the breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill where two worlds touch. The door resounds and open. Don't go back to sleep. And I really like that. It really speaks to me because I think it's not just about mourning, but we're all sleepwalking. A lot of people, and I'm probably one of them, you know, either we're all sleepwalking or we have been and we're waking up. And it does sort of speak about the other side because there's always the footprints or the, whatever you want to call it, of those that have gone before us. Those on the other side, I just absolutely decided that was probably, if I was, you know, to open, that would probably be the first one I'd use. Because I just thought it, you know, just, that's just, I don't know, that's just me, I guess. And I had found something else, and that's the wrong thing. I don't remember where I put it in here. It wasn't that one, but I know it's the same book. There was another poem that was written by the guy that wrote the book, which I absolutely love. It's called Return. My wish for you is a homecoming in this life, a coming in out of the cold, a drying off the icy rain's touch in the holy reliquary of childhood memory. May you find there the unshakable truth of your preciousness. May you remember the cool and padded graces of your wet feet against stone. In the middle of a long night, a single burning light serving as your peace. May you fold back the pocket holding your slights and jilted times, your feelings of betrayal, and discover small diamonds there, created from the crushed coal of your hate and rage. May you taste resurrection without the need of dying for it. I love that poem. It just, I don't know, it just says something to me. And it does, it is sort of vision invoking too. because as Jethro once told me, I'm starting to remember my, you know, the past lives a little bit. I think mostly what I remember is the lifetime when I was Meg in 1640, the druid. I think she got a few things wrong when I did the Akashic reading and she came through. Mm-hmm. Peter's wife didn't die. Peter and I are probably not going to be, will not be together. And whether we were together in that lifetime or not, and he was her husband, as she seems to think, I don't see it happening. At that time, I would have seen it happening, but not anymore. He'll always have a place in my heart, but it'll always be Tony.
That's good.
Yeah. Because I'm taking him to the Highlands with me. I've told him that. He didn't argue when I... He didn't say anything when I said that, but that was earlier on in the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
That if it's a relationship, I mean, we're not really... He hasn't declared himself, but yet I know this... You know, I know it's there. It just takes time. So I'm being something I used to be very impatient. Now I'm much more patient than I ever was.
Mm.
But things are changing. I got a message tonight on Smoot from somebody that had been ignoring me for months and months. So I mean, what the heck is
this?
Why are you so... Huh?
Yeah, that's kind of wild, huh?
Yeah, it is kind of wild. It was an Irishman from the north of Ireland. And I was surprised to hear from him again. It's like, okay, you know, if he wants, you know, I don't, because he'd never taken me off his hot list. I didn't bother to take him off. But I, once or twice when I had tried to connect with him, he just ignored me. People go funny. What's wrong with people?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I still am amazed by people, and I shouldn't be at my age.
Mm-hmm.
But they still amaze me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think tomorrow's going to be a really good day. Not sure exactly what's happening tomorrow, but something good's going to happen. Either that or I'm crazy. I'm really crazy as I thought I was. But I prefer abnormal to normal anyway. Because normal is just so boring.
Right.
We can't... Why be boring? Absolutely. Although I'm not going to be like that poem with the lady that wore the red hat with a purple dress.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I am, except I'm not going to wear, you know... People take off on that and they don't really get what it's about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody runs around this costume jewelry with the red hats and everything. It's like, get a clue, people. Yeah, the world is weird. You have a cold. I would say. Herbal tea with lemon and honey.
So, with the situation of this woman I saw in my chat room last night, you think that was actually the woman I was actually talking about in the first place? I've had some all kinds of whack off thing here and there. It's kind of crazy, but I just felt like...
Oh, I think the woman you were talking to is a bit hoo-hoo.
No. The one that was I was dating last summer.
Yeah. Oh, the one in the chat room.
I met her through that chat room originally in the first place. So I was just trying to get some insights if that's who it was, because she made it sound urgent and she wanted to talk to me one on one. She made it sound like she wanted to go do a private reading, but people picked up on the whole thing. We're sitting there saying that this is somebody, you do know this person, and you've really helped this person.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and I was sitting there going, but she told it. She told me, she goes, this is Katie. I'm in London. I'm in England. First she said, I'm in the UK. And I said, well, where are you at? And she said, London. I felt like the first part of the whole conversation was real. But then when she said London, I felt like in some ways we've been talking about going to London, and I thought maybe it might have been like a code, you know? I'll say London, and he'll know exactly who it is. And I'm like, oh,